JKT Mobile.
Yes, good afternoon, Eric.
How are
you doing? Good. How about yourself?
Office a little while ago. I was talking to the YL over in the Netherlands for a little bit, and then she went to bed, so getting on the radio here. How you doing?
Last stop for the day, so getting done a little early, but not a bad thing.
And a Monday afternoon is always a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Google Maps is telling me the traffic is fine, so that's always good. I have to stop by Courtney's house and feed her dogs and check on her cat. Then go home and do the same for my dogs, and then figure out what to do with myself this afternoon.
Find something, or you'll find a project to get into.
Get for a walk and do some more work on closing my pool. I didn't really drop the water far enough, so I might just pump out some more water this afternoon. I did try to set up an antenna last night to get into this repeater from my house, but it just wasn't quite making it. So, yeah, we'll see what I can come up with this afternoon. What's on your plate?
Not a whole lot. I got a chiropractor's appointment this afternoon at 5:30, but other than that, just normal close out and get ready for tomorrow.
I should probably also check in with the dealer on my my Chevy, see if that's made any more movement. He told me, I guess Wednesday last week, he said it'd be end of October, but yeah, I think I mentioned that to you before already. I might bug him and see if he can give me a little bit better estimate of the date.
I would try to stay up on top of him. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease on that. I know you've already put a deposit on it, but still yet, they'll drag their feet once it gets there if you don't stay on them.
I think sales of everything are pretty much plummeting right now because of the higher interest rates. You know, car sales are down, home sales are certainly down, so hopefully they'll be at least a little bit more motivated.
But you never know.
Something like commercial real estate where they make more money if it's vacant than they do if they rent it out.
I understood that, but I guess they get to write it off on their taxes and take a loss, and that's how they're saying they can make more money than renting it out sometimes.
Switch over to the other machine if you want to try it.
Am I getting scratchy?
But it might have been me. I'm not really sure.
My firm in golf course on 25, so it may be me, but it'll clear out real quick.
Yeah, mine now is probably just a little dead spot or something.
Double in there a minute ago, so let's give it a little space for him.
No, I was just commenting, KD2BNG. Is that why I see all these empty 100,000 square foot warehouse or light industrial type buildings? Someone's building them, no one's renting them. I see them everywhere. And you're right, there's some weird accounting procedure by which it's actually cheaper to have it unrented.
I learned this from a real estate friend of mine up in Philadelphia when I lived there, because you know, the entire city of Conshohocken is pretty much vacant with all this commercial office space. And he said through all the various tax abatements and tax credits and all kinds of commercial development stuff, they make actually more money from the tax savings and, you know, tax credits and stuff than they do from the rent.
Over the past year, couple of years, it's real weird. Everywhere I, you know, 100,000 square foot for rent, you know, for light industrial or warehouse or whatever, they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. And, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. It was some weird tax scheme. How exactly it works, I'm not sure.
Combination of depreciation and tax abatements and tax credits for commercial development, especially in underserved areas. They can claim a lot of tax credits and depreciation against their investment, and they make more money if they don't rent it, because I think once they rent it, they lose some of the tax credits. So they structure it so that they'll never rent, so they can maximize their tax savings before they get a tenant.
You know, I'm not as well-versed in, you know, the peculiarities of state, local government, real estate, whatever, or... But yeah, you know, it struck me as odd. Are you expecting another five BMW companies to move down here? Who's going to want all this warehouse or office space? But I guess it's what you say. Nobody ever will. And the rents are probably structured in such a way that no one's going to want to.
Yeah, that's what it is. Patrick, you still here? Go ahead, take one.
But I don't know the ins and outs of that myself, so I just know that that's basically the gist of it. But I don't know. I got my other radio in, Eric. Still sounding okay?
Yeah, are you hearing the repeater better now?
I'm hearing the repeater better. It's not getting scratchy. Or it's getting scratchy, but it's not dropping all the way out.
What's the other radio? Is it also a D710 or is it something else?
A Kenwood TMV71A.
Actually has the same RF deck in it that the D710 does. I don't know if you know this, but you can actually buy a D710 head unit and plug it into the V71 and basically have a D710. So I wonder if the V71 is the exact same RF deck.
And it would not power my head unit up.
For some reason, I thought that you could do that, but I guess I was mistaken. Because I thought it was supposed to be like a cheap upgrade path. Like if you could get a D71, you could upgrade to a D710 later just by buying the head unit. But maybe I'm remembering wrong.
The 700 instead of the 71.
Possible.
Doing good. I had one episode there where it cut out, but could have just been where I was at too.
And hearing the repeater fine now. I've got all the bars on the D710 displays indicating, you know, good signal strength. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see when I lose it today. That'll be the telling thing. You know, I usually lose this repeater after I get off the interstate, but lately I've been losing it, you know, several miles beforehand. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes today. Propagation could just be a little different.
Propagation has a lot to do with that. But this morning, I mean, when we were talking, I couldn't hardly make out what you were saying. But right now, it's holding the repeater, no problem. I'm not in and out. Like I said, it gets a little scratchy here and there, but that's it.
Back up and running in the meantime. I'm probably going to try to check my radio out. I might just order some filters just to go ahead and replace them, because it's easy to do, and see if that'll help me out anyway, because, you know, the D710 in my truck is definitely more sensitive to this repeater. I'm almost convinced of that now. I might swap the RF units out and see if I notice a difference tomorrow, but, yeah, I'm pretty convinced that I might have that issue with this one as well.
It just, if I was moving, you could forget carry on a conversation. If I was sitting still, it would do okay. But the thing that got me about it is it will do it on both VFOs, not just one of them.
AKT. Yeah, that is kind of strange. I wouldn't think that both sides would go bad at the same time.
That's why I just can't figure it out. I may pull this coax out and inspect it real close and see if there's something going on with it. It could have something, you know, as the truck's moving, it's touching something.
Stand by for a minute. I gotta take this phone call real quick. W2JKT.
HKX, I'll be on the side.
KO4HKX, KN4BWA.
HKX, what's up, Steve?
Hey, I just happened over here, and I didn't catch all of it, but I have got a 2-meter 440 SWR meter that's kind of portable. If you wanted to borrow it, I'd sure let you have it.
Yeah, but I've got one, and I checked the antenna, SWR on the antenna with my analyzer, but wasn't moving. So I've got one that I can put in here and leave in here. So when I pull this cable out and inspect it, that's probably what I'm going to do, is just go ahead and wire it in where I can see it, and it's already there, ready to go.
Okay. Well, I'd throw that in there and see if I can help out. By the way, you remember that 857 diesel that I had and I could not run in that diesel?
Running in your pickup truck. I heard you talking on it there, literally yesterday or Saturday morning.
Yeah, I got it going right now, so I can finally get over to HF and 2 meter 440 all in one radio in this thing. The only problem is it's single VFO, so anyhow, it's fun. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of the way, bud. I got to pump some liquid gold over here in Spartanburg, KN4ZWA. I'm cleared.
HX, I just finished doing that, so good luck, and I'll be on the side.
KO4ZEW Mobile.
For HCAT, I believe it's Ben, right?
This is Ben, as in Benjamin. KO4HK, who is this?
It's Patrick. We've talked a few times, Ben, but not much. KO4HKX.
Yeah, how's it going today? You out in this weather?
Oh, loving the weather. This is my favorite right here. But how about yourself? I'm doing good.
Good. I had to go out of town for work last week, so it's been busy today trying to get caught back up, because when I go out of town, then it's just like meetings and meetings, and then I can come home, work remote, and then I can actually focus on the work that's built up. But it's all good. It's a good mix.
And so, everybody needs those times to kind of get caught up on things.
I'm going through a dip here, so this I might be a little out for a second. But yeah, I do kind of work best when I work on hospital computers, and so I really work best when I'm like 50% on site and 50% at home, because on site I can get things done, I can have face to face conversations with people, you know, get information that I need, and then I come home. And then that time that I'm remote, I can just, like, put the blinders on, dig in, get things programmed up, and, you know, people aren't shoulder-tapping me left and right all day.
But how do you do this? What about this? Yeah, I get that. I can fully understand that one.
Hey, I have a quick question. It is never a quick question.
That will be. Yeah, I got 30 minutes. What you need?
Nah.
I got a question. My question, KB2HXS.
Wasn't sure it was you, but go ahead. What kind of question you got?
You mean you don't know my New York attitude and how fast I talk? Maybe I got to talk a little faster so you can pick up on it.
I was just not 100% sure because you was a little quick on the key there.
No, I have a question. I'm just poking my nose in just to make fun.
Figured as much. But Ben, hey, I will be back in a minute. I'm pulling into my last stop. Make sure it'll take me just a minute. So guys, I'll be in and out for a few minutes. KO4HX, I'm clear.
Good day, KB2HXS. Over to the other station.
4ZEW, this is Ben, as in Benjamin.
Dave here, mobile in Greer currently. I had to give Patrick a hard time, that's all.
I was about to tell you, that question wasn't quick. It was too quick to be a quick question.
How many therapists does it take to change a light bulb?
Go ahead. That one's evading me right now.
Okay, the answer is one, but the light bulb is going to want to change. See, you got to think about that one. Hospital game, you might have got that one, but apparently not.
One, doctor turns to the nurse and says, "Nurse, can you please give me an update on that little girl who swallowed all those coins?" And the nurse looks at the doctor and says, "I'm sorry, no change yet."
I gotta steal that one. That's a good one.
Went in a presentation with about 100 people. It went over really well.
I'm a kleptomaniac, so when I get that kind of urge, I take something for it.
From today.
I got a million of them, but some of them I can't tell on the radio.
I've got, certainly got jokes that will get me thrown out of the party.
They'll throw me out of the party. They'll bore people, and yeah, I've got several different types.
Very nice. Humor always helps.
In the radio, sometimes, you know, some people don't like the humor on here. You know, a couple of us get on here and cut up a little bit, like me and Patrick, or if Steve pops on or whatever, you know, we'll cut up a little bit, but you just got to be careful, you know, you don't want to upset the masses.
So you could have a situation, somebody comes in halfway through your joke, doesn't know it's a joke, and then goes, what are they talking about?
Anyway, Ben, I'm going to let you go. We're almost home. I got a few things to do around the yard, and I'll be on HF later. So we'll catch you later. I'm sorry I didn't retain your call this time. Okay, B2HXS.
I'm about to the school. I'm picking up my daughter. So this is KO4ZEW, Ben as Benjamin, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
KO4ZEW. Okay, got it now. KB2HXS.
Hey, KO4HKX. I'm back, Ben.
All right, Patrick. See ya.
Are you wrapping up? You heading home, or are you just ducking in while you're unloading?
I'm going to head up the mountain now.
Yeah, down here in Simpsonville, I feel like such a flatlander. But I enjoy my trips up northward.
In Brevard, right outside of Brevard.
Right, especially if you take 276.
Down 25. I live right there at 276. It wouldn't be far, but I park my tool truck in Hendersonville, so I don't have to take it all the way over to the house.
No, you got like a protected lot. You can park it in so nobody messes with it.
I park it at a friend of mine's repair shop around back in a fence lot.
I like Brevard. I've been up there several times. I have actually seen the white squirrels, so I'm proud of that. And I have been to the Rosman Tracking Station, the Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute. I did a bunch of volunteer work back in the early 2000s up there.
Mention it, I remember you saying that. I live on the other end of the county from there, down next to DuPont State Forest. But I did buy some property up that way, so I'm planning on moving closer to that.
Actually located so that it's, quote, a radio-free area. And, I mean, I got up there. I couldn't get Rock 101 or anything when I was in that area. So it might be a real nice place to set up a station because it's so quiet.
Problem is, it's hard to get a radio signal in and out of that county.
HF, it shouldn't be too bad, depending on the time of day.
The location, but HF's not too bad. 2 meters, there's not much up there. There isn't anything up there, let's put it that way.
There can't be much line of sight anywhere up there, so I can imagine anything VHF or above would have a chance.
Well, I'm eager to find out. There used to be one, but it was before I got my license, so I don't know how well it did.
Pretty much a newbie myself, but when I was a kid, I was a teenager, I was really into electronics and stuff, and had I known that amateur radio was so electronics heavy, I probably would have had my license decades ago and would have been able to get in on the fun of the 2 meter repeater activity in the 90s. I heard it was just traffic all the time.
Definitely wish I would have got into this hobby when I looked back in the late 90s. I was I looked into it then and started studying, but there's nobody else around that I can talk to. I don't know another ham in the area, so it made it kind of difficult to find out information.
In the same boat myself. I have run into, is it K38? JCA, Richard, he's like 2 miles from my house, so I want to go hang out and have coffee with him or something. But otherwise, there's nobody near me. I think Lloyd may be, but I don't know Lloyd very well yet. But yeah, I'm pretty much a self-study.
Well, COVID hit, I decided I was going to try again to get my license, and I stumbled across some YouTube videos, and that was it. And they had enough information in there for me to find out how to go about getting my license. But if it hadn't been for that, I don't know that I'd still have them.
This is the combination of the ARRL study guides and website called hamstudy.org, which was, and that combination was fantastic.
Done also, and then I watched those YouTube videos because they went through the Gordon West technician's manual, and I watched them like for 3 weeks straight driving up and down the mountain, or didn't watch them, but I listened to them as I was driving. And I was using Ham Study to take the practice test, and that's how I ended up, and I took my test online, so that's how I ended up getting my license to start with.
I've got my general at this point, and kind of pausing before I go for extra, just kind of let things solidify. But what is that YouTube series? I'd like to check that out.
Radio 2.0, and another one is Ham Radio Crash Course. 2.0 got a better job, in my opinion, about going through the book and helping you answer the questions and learning what to do and all that. So I really like those. And I've got my general now, but I took it down here at the Red Cross Center last year about this time.
Well, that's where I took my general this summer. And then in the spring, I hooked up with UCARS out of Seneca and took my technician test there back in April.
Out to the club in Hendersonville over Facebook a couple of times, and didn't get a whole lot of help and response back from it, so... That's, like I said, I just stumbled across those YouTube videos, KO4HKX.
ZEW for ID. Hey, Patrick, I got to run here. I got my daughter. We're going to get back home, and I got, about an hour's worth of work to do before I call a day. So I'm going to say 73. Appreciate the chew, and I'm sure I'll catch you on again sometime soon.
And have a good evening, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.